Wawasee with the ball at the 40-yard line, getting ready to kick off. And kicking off will be Hernandez. Tell Luca not to bother
Luca Manis, he just wants to get a little plate of food.
Oh.
It's hard work being in that band.
Hey, wait, he asked permission to eat?
Oh, yeah.
Since when did that start?
That's true.
That's never happened before. Hernandez with the ball teed up at the 40, and he's going to pitch it high in the air. Fair catch called for, and Wallace, he bats it down. They can't do that. I don't see a flag. One of the Warriors slapped the ball right down before it was – going to be caught by a Tiger. Logan Carl jumped on it. Now the officials are chatting about it. It should be down where he touched it,
yeah.
Right? That's how that works. Now the officiating crew's having a chat. It's not going to matter in the big picture. We were talking a couple of yards. But if Wallace would have recovered that, that would have been
right,
a mess.
Right. And good on Logan for fair catching that.
If he wouldn't have waved his arm over his head for the fair catch. Now that's a live
ball. That's a live ball.
And
yep.
Fair game.
Yep.
But he did wave his arm over his head. These guys have had a couple of long chats tonight.
I mean, would they be discussing like a kick catch interference? Or
that's what that would be. Would be kick catch interference. Yeah. The question I have is, can you get a penalty for that? Would that be like a 5-yard penalty?
Yeah.
Or my guess is that's what they're talking about. They're trying to figure that out. Terry's got the flag in his hand. They are going to throw a flag. Illegal touching against Wawasee. And so that is going to be a penalty. So they're going to start at the 48-yard line. And walk this off to the Wawasee 47-yard line. And that's where the Tigers take over first down and 10.
You don't really see that every day.
No. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Got a former Tiger football and baseball player up here, Hunter Dippin.
Hunter knows where the food's
at.
Yeah. And he is not asking permission to start a plate.
Nope.
As a matter of fact, I'm surprised he didn't just pick up the whole
crock
pot full of pulled pork and just start eating with a fork out of it. Quentin Brock, and he will keep it, and he'll run left, and he'll be hogtied and thrown backwards. A loss of a yard on the play. Stopped by Jaden Stull for the Warriors. Second down and 11. Just starting in the third quarter, Warsaw 34, Wawasee 7. Tigers looking for their third win in four tries to start the year, with the Minutemen from Concord coming in next week.
That was just good pursuit there by the Warrior defenseman.
Second 11. Ball at the Warrior 48. Wide side of the field is right. And it's an option left, and this time Brock will keep it. And turns upfield, breaks a tackle, breaks another, still going 35, 30, breaks into the near sideline, 25, 20, 15, going to be caught from behind and dragged down inside the 10-yard line. It'll be first and goal Tigers at the 4-yard line, a 44-yard run for the Warsaw Tigers. And Matt Backer's out on the field to complain, and Terry Leek has told him to go back to his sideline.
Is he wanting to hold?
I don't know what he wants. Right now, he's not happy.
No.
And he's not going to get his way. He's already been warned once to back up. 11:06 left to play in the third. Warsaw looking for another touchdown from the 4. Ball on the right hash mark. Duncan is the fullback. And he runs it up the middle, and he runs into two Warriors. And finally, the whistle sounds, although I don't know that he was ever actually fully down. He'll get 2 yards to the 2-yard line. Duncan already with touchdown runs of 2 and 16 yards, looking for the hat trick here in the first three quarters.
That's probably a case where it's just forward progress had been stopped here. I think you're right. I don't think he was ever down.
Actually, where they put the ball down was the 3. So give him a gain of just 1 yard on that previous play. Second down. Clock running, 10:18 left to go in the third. Warsaw with a 34-7 lead in the W Trophy game. Option play left, Fitzpatrick struggling to the goal line, and he's in. Touchdown. Daylon Fitzpatrick scores his second touchdown of the night. And with 10:08 left to play in the third, it's 40-7 Tigers.
Just right up the middle again. And that was a good drive there by Warsaw to start the second half. Excellent run by QB the play before. Just good run in open space and really showed off his speed. I'm sure his teammates will give him a little grief for getting caught from behind, though.
Fisher Whitaker now for the point after. Reniker snaps it back to Tucker Reed. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 41-7, Warsaw. 10:08 left to play here in our third quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Whitaker to kick it away for the Tigers. 10:08 to play in the third quarter. Warsaw with a 41-7 lead on Wawasee. Whitaker going to punch it down the field. It's bobbled by the Warriors and picked up. And then he's going to go the wrong way. Back inside his 30-yard line. Picked up the 34, ends up back at the 30. So minus 4 on the return there. First down and 10 for Wawasee with 10:02 left to play here in the third quarter. The Tigers very comfortably in front.
Yeah, that was a little, I won't say lackadaisical, but it was just kind of a ho-hum. You know, he kind of fielded, it was like a ground ball he fielded. Bobbled it a little bit. Then he kind of jogged backwards a little bit.
Well, it's not necessarily a sense of urgency.
No,
that's
a better way to put it. Yep. Yeah. Just no sense of urgency there. They got tackled four yards.
Farther back
later,
when he started.
Farther back, yeah.
Warriors on offense. Their offense really has had one good drive. That was the one right before halftime. And they ran out of time with that. Haynes. Pitch sweep right. Center had to wait for the pitch. Now turns upfield, and Robbie Strong's going to get to him and throw him for a one-yard gain. Again, Robbie, like somebody shot him out of a cannon, flying from the middle of the field, the safety position, to that far sideline. He's really warmed up. You know, this is the guy who for 2 years on the varsity was a starter at cornerback, goes to safety, and he fits the part.
Well, he's first of all, he's a good athlete.
Uh-oh. The official on the near side threw a flag. Oh, we're going to have a sideline warning against the Tigers, and Ty Francis pats himself on the chest, says, that's my fault. That's my bad.
That's funny. But, no, what I was saying about Robbie, great athlete, but – great eyes, great instincts.
Second and 9. The sophomore Haynes takes the snap, and he will keep it. And he'll run right and turn upfield, and he runs over a couple Tigers and gets outside the 35. And he'll go down to the 37-yard line. Set up third down and 3 after a gain of about 6. He's a big kid.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Haynes has been impressive tonight. He's just tough to take down.
Again, he's a sophomore, 6'2", 205. This backfield is going to be around for 2 more seasons after this one. Haynes is a sophomore. McKibben's a freshman. And he has hardly seen the ball since the first couple possessions of the game. 3rd and 3. Haynes hands off to McKibben. And McKibben thrown for a loss. Actually, they'll give him forward progress to the line of scrimmage, so no gain. Bouse, Ty Martin on the stop for the Tigers. It's 4th down and 3, and the punt team comes on for Wawasee. Oh. Now, notice I said the punt team is on. It doesn't mean they're going to punt. Again, it's the W Trophy game, and Wawasee's down 41-7. Couple of guys run onto the field late for the Warriors. Clay standing at his 22-yard line, takes a knee-high step, kicks it down the field, and Tucker Reed says, no thanks. He'll let the ball bounce at the Tiger 30, all the way to the 25, and then checks up and stops at the 26-yard line. So Warsaw gets a 3-and-out from Wawasee. With 7:54 left to go in the third quarter, they'll take over at their own 26-yard line, leading the W Trophy game 41-7.
See if we can get down and get another score, and then I think the running clock would start.
It would. That is correct.
So just buckle down here and take care of business and should be okay. We've just seen a number of those chunk plays so far in the second half that really got us going that first drive of the second half.
Looking down the huddle amassed along the near sidelines. Looks to me like it's the first group, although they're looking for somebody and can't find them. Nathan Trusty is going to be in the game. Morso is going to have to take a timeout because they were going to put some new people on the field. 7:54 left to play third quarter. Warsaw 41, Wawasee 7. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 35 years ago, I went to college to learn how to broadcast sports. One thing that they did not teach me in class is what happens when you set your binoculars down in the macaroni and cheese.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
How do you clean your binoculars off, and what do you do with that? Up the middle, it's a handoff to the fullback. And trying to see who that was. That is Kendrick Stuckey, who we saw at the end of last week's game. Stuckey gets a yard. He's out to the 27-yard line, second down. I'm looking at the offensive line. Looks like we have some new people out there, and we also have a new quarterback. Cohen McCray is in the game. McCray's going to keep it and pitch it back at the last minute, and this is Brady Sauer. And Sauer makes a man miss and then runs through another tackle, and he's got a first down, and they still can't get him down until finally they push him off the sideline into the Tiger bench at the 40-yard line. That's a 13-yard run for Brady. I'm telling you, this kid is trying to get himself on the football field for the Warsaw Tigers.
That was a tough run. He just refused to go down, and nice late pitch there by McCray. Made the right decision, but, yeah, tough run there by Sauer.
7-11 left to play here in the third quarter. Warsaw leading 41-7. About to go 3-1 on the season, 2-0 in the conference. Two wide outs to the left. That's the wide side of the field. McCray will keep it and turn upfield and get hit and struggle forward. And the last-ditch effort gets forward and gets 3 yards. Check that, 4 yards out of it where they mark it all the way to the 44-yard line. Looked like he would get 2 yards, and then all of a sudden his body just burst forward. It'll be second down and 6.
I think he had a little assistance.
Did he have some assistance?
I think so.
Second down. Ball in the near hash mark. Looks like Schenck is back in the game at fullback for the Tigers. And McCray is going to keep it, and he's going to get hit and thrown for a loss. Back to the 43-yard line, loss of a yard. Third down and 7 coming up. And stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats. Drive the game, play the game. Bob Lovell, not necessarily in that order. Plus, Steve is keeping on the scoreboard watch, and he is updating us throughout the evening. Third down and 7 coming up for the Tigers. At their own 43, option play right. McCray's going to keep it, and he'll get out past the 45-yard line to the 46. So he gets 3 yards. It's fourth down. And the offense stays on the field for the Tigers. And they're going to run some other new players out onto the field. Nolan Himes is into the game for Warsaw.
And kind of like we said last week, these are valuable reps for our twos and threes.
Because the starting defense is still in the game for Wawasee.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
They don't have enough guys that if they put their JV kids in now, they'd have a problem for tomorrow. Fourth down, McCray on the pitch. And this is the aforementioned Himes, and he's going to be thrown for a loss. Back inside the 46-yard line. And that'll give the ball back to the Warriors. They stop the Tigers with 5:10 left to play here in the third quarter. Warsaw leading 41-7.
Yeah, and that's kind of to be expected. Like you said, that's basically our JV team out there right now going against Wawasee's varsity starters, number ones. But again, it's things, and you said this in the past, Rogers, you can't replicate this in practice. This is just valuable reps for our twos and threes.
Because, if nothing else, you're playing against an NLC number one defense.
Yeah.
And you're doing it on Friday night under the lights in front of this huge crowd here for the W Trophy game. Number one offense still in the game for Wallasey from the Tiger 46. Pitch sweep coming to the near side. This is Luke Lehman, and Lehman's going to be thrown for no gain. Walker Perry in there on defense for the Tigers, makes the stop. He's also part of the Tiger wrestling team. He has a little sister who's part of the Warsaw freshman volleyball team. Second down and 10. 4:40 left to play in the third. Warsaw 41-7. About to win their 11th W Trophy game in a row. Haynes. He'll keep it. Run right. And he's going to be caught, but he gets away. And he gets tripped up. Jack Bradford wrapped him up enough and got a hold of his shoestrings enough to stop him at the 41-yard line. It's a gain of 5. And third down and 5 is coming up.
Sometimes that's all you need to do is just kind of trip him up a little bit.
Go low.
Yep.
Because if you go high on this kid,
yeah, you're not going to get him.
He's proven he's going to shed you.
Yep.
Third and 5. Ball on the far hash mark. Haynes. Well, he's going to pull it out of there and keep it and move forward and get 2 yards to the 38-yard line. That looked like the old Oklahoma wishbone where you keep it and you hold it in there and hold it in there and hold it in there and then at the last second pull it out.
Absolutely.
Fourth down and 2.
That's called riding the fullback, and he did that to a T.
Yes, he did. The only bad part about doing that is you draw a crowd.
Yeah.
Right? When you do that, people notice. Fourth and 2. Warriors need to get to the 36-yard line of the Tigers to get a first down. Haynes takes the snap. He'll keep it and run forward. He's got the first down and more inside the 30, and he'll be thrown backwards to the 25-yard line. That'll be a gain of 13 yards for the Wallasey quarterback and a first down for the Warriors.
Been super impressed with Mark Haynes tonight.
You can see why Matt Thacker's chosen him to do this.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
You can totally see what Matt sees in him. He is a handful. Haynes from the 25. And he hands off to McKibben. And McKibben will get a couple of yards down to the 22 to give him 3 yards on that carry. And the two of these guys together, I think, are only going to get better. I think it's fair to say. And they have, again, 2.5 more years to be together to do it. Haynes is a sophomore, and McKibben is a freshman. Second down and 7. Haynes, McKibben running right, runs over one Tiger, runs into a stack of 3 others at the 20-yard line, and they're going to mark him down at the 18-yard line. Gain of 4. Third down and 3.5 coming up for Wallasey. Tigers 41, Warriors 7. Think about this. The seniors from Wallasey were 7 years old the last time Wallasey had the W Trophy.
Wow.
They were 7. They were in first grade.
Jeez.
And again, this is Haynes, and he'll keep it, and he'll turn upfield, and he'll get across the 15-yard line. He's got a first down. 5 more yards for the Warrior quarterback. And again, once his momentum is moving forward, he is difficult to get to the ground.
Just a good-sized kid. And obviously, he sheds tacklers, just hard to get down.
Yep. There's a sense of timing about this offense that we have learned over the last 8 years that is required. And if Wallasey ever figures that out, they're going to be tough to beat. Haynes running right, gets stood up, and then gets piled on. At about the 12-yard line, they're going to give him forward progress to the 11. So that's a gain of 2. Second down and 8. So we play out the final minute of the third quarter here at Fisher Field.
Yeah, and I think you're right about that offense. Just comparing what we saw last year, you can see it's it's evolving. It's getting there. It's not as slow as it was last year. It's definitely a work in progress, but it's a lot better than what we saw last year.
I'm not sure what happened, but one of the officials came over to the sideline with one of the Tiger JV players. I don't know if there was some misconduct that was detected. I don't know. But there wasn't a penalty. They just made him come to the sideline. Oh, the ball is loose. Haynes fumbled it and picks it back up. He's going to be dropped after a gain of about a half a yard. And that's probably going to do it for the third quarter of play.
He forgot the most important thing.
Yes, the ball. After three, Warsaw leads the 40th edition of the W game 41-7. We start the fourth in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.